Hey, podcast.
Yo, yo.
Hey.
What's up? So many things. Grant destroyed a lotus.
Yeah.
Lotus position was in the wall.
Yes. Ed, just be listening right out for right at the end of the podcast where Ed drops A's. Father reference.
That's a bit of fun.
That's
the whole show into a spin. It's a bit of fun.
Because it was you're not in contact with your...
He's dead. I died when I was 11. I never met him and I couldn't care less. So nobody worried on be on my behalf. I'm
just
good.
Didn't know what we wanted to do the right thing by you. We didn't know what to do, quite frankly.
Yes, we did not. I didn't know he was dead. I thought he was still out there.
No.
Okay.
No.
When you said when you went somewhere, I thought that's where he went.
I appreciate the concern, but I was just having fun.
Oh, God. We're all still learning each other's limits, aren't we?
Mother's Day crap gifts.
I'm still sweating.
Why are you guys sweating? It's of no consequence.
You don't normally share a lot of information about yourself unless we pry it from you, and you just said that. And
you just smoke bombed us with that thing.
What?
And just
bit of fun. Bit of fun.
I've never seen M speechless before in my life.
On air and say what's inside my undies. Whereas with him, it's like we've got to pry the information. He's a very private person, and I was shocked.
Well, there you go. That's the story. Because there sort of is no story. Oh, well, he was once captured by the Viet Cong. That's a good story. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a story for another day.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Shit.
Big shout out to his many families around the world. How are you all?
My goal is to get him doing stand-up, and I want the whole show just to be called Daddy.
That's a bit Daddy. Of fun, isn't it?
I miss you.
A bit of fun.
Bye, podcasters. Shit a brick.
Just to wrap up our Mother's Day coverage, my beautiful wife, Tiff, it was her first official Mother's Day. Our little son, Arnold, of course, 8 years old. So, yes, we went out to breakfast, and then she saw her mother later in the day very briefly because she was running around. My mother-in-law got dudded, as usual.
By your brother-in-law?
My father-in-law decided that he was going to rewire the house, and so he spent the day...
What? Can you hold this cord while I pull through the wall? Can you hold this cord?
And then my brother-in-law, 20 years old, their relationships, you know, if you want to know what their relationship's like, sort of half Oedipal, half sort of Norman Bates and his mother.
You're a brave man this
and
morning.
And Buster from Arrested Development. That's sort of where they're headed. And he said, he's 20, I'll take you out, Mum, I'll take you to see a movie. And then my sister-in-law, Tiff's sister, said, she's like, I'll come. And so my mother-in-law wants to see two movies at the moment. She's keeping in mind that my mother-in-law, her favourite movie ever is, and I quote, whenever Diane Keaton is trying to get the family together.
Oh, every movie Diane Keaton's ever done.
Yeah, which is a great
specific genre.
Oh, God, she must love First Wives.
Can't get enough of First Wives.
Of course.
She calls that a classic.
It is a classic.
When she's on the walking machine. And she wanted to see either Tully, the one about the
Charlize Theron, Motherhood.
That one or the Amy Schumer one, I feel pretty. Instead, my 20-year-old brother-in-law said, I'll pick the movie and took her to see...
Avengers?
Cock Blockers.
Hang on a minute. What? How has this movie not been in my peripheral? Please give me a brief outline of Cock Blockers.
Three girls. It's like a teenage comedy. It's like American Pie. So
she
hated it.
Good for Mother's Day.
Yeah, she hated it. And,
what?
Yeah, I know. But Tiff had been saying for weeks the only thing she wanted was perfume from me. Perfume, perfume, perfume.
Yes, yes.
And I even asked you about this, Em, because she has this particular perfume that she wants, but you can't get it anymore. Mm. And the only place you can get it is on websites, StrawberryNet, FragranceNet, .. right? And she's been wearing this thing we bought it once in New York. It's like a New York-based one, I don't know. And she's still been wearing it for 2 years that she's been buying off the internet. And what alerted us to the fact that it may or may not be real is when my mother-in-law actually said to her a month ago, what is it that you're wearing? And my wife said, oh, it's 212 Caroline Herrera. And my mother-in-law replied, I don't think it is. I think it's pesticide.
Oh! I love your mother-in-law. I'm sure she's not as bad as
no,
she
she's
sounds
wonderful.
Like Gavin.
No, she's wonderful.
Definitely a woman.
She's definitely a woman.
Is this the twist at the end of the year? Is that Tiff's mum?
It's not, I can assure you. But I think she's right. I think my wife has been wearing fake perfume for 2 years.
Wow.
Because all of the research that we're doing is that these places do sell
fakes.
Fakes.
100%. I've heard that about one of those sites you mentioned.
Yeah.
Mm. But I thought fake perfume doesn't last either. Like, it has terrible qualities. It can either leave a reaction or it just only gives you
like an hour worth. No, she says that. She says she has to spray it, keep it in her bag and keep spraying it.
Oh, like, I thought you meant she's just living through rashes. That is such a commitment to a fragrance, Tiff.
And so that's it. I said, that's it. We're buying a new one. Great. We're going to, you know, a fragrance emporium.
It's hard to pick, though.
There are so many choices. Signature,
I've worn the same one for like 10 years.
That's what she said.
You know, it becomes your...
That's what she said.
And also, if something, God forbid, happens to me, that smell will... Like, my grandma's was Red Door. Whenever I smell Red Door, I always think of Nana. It's your signature scent.
Yeah, it's what she said. That's my scent. But we're trying to find a new scent. And there are so many to choose from. So I was suggesting this one.
Oh, great. Delta by Delta Goodrum.
A fragrance for women.
What does Delta smell like?
Real nice. When she came in here, she smelled really nice.
The hopes and dreams of young men.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, get some Delta. And she said, no, that's odd. You know, sort of know her. That's odd. You can't do that. I said, fine. So we settled on another one. It's from the Grant Denyer collection.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit leathery, bit petrol-y.
Well, it's called Eau de Denyer, and this is the ad they're running for it, and it's absolutely beautiful.
What's that smell? It's a mixture of car grease, UDL, and Logie's failure. It must be Eau de Denyer. The new fragrance from Grant Denyer. Perfect for when you're hosting a game show, crashing an expensive race car, or pretending to be a farmer. Before you go out in your best Jag jeans and Gazman shirt with a shark tooth necklace, a little spritz of Eau de Denyer, and survey says... Oh, that reeks. Eau de Denyer comes in three unique sizes. Small, extra small, and Denyer life size, which is also extra small.
I'm on the TV.
Yeah, mate, we know.
To celebrate the royal wedding, we are having our royal wedding dress party, where you can join us at Luna Park, wear your wedding dress or something from your wedding, a bridesmaid's dress if you're doing that, and that's how we're celebrating it. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Safe to say that the royal wedding is causing fever pitch among many people. Everyone's excited.
Some people, yes. And then I realise some people don't care, like my husband who scheduled a romantic weekend away for the night of the wedding.
Yeah,
and I feel like that would be catastrophic for our next guest.
Yes, it would.
Self-described, and our counterpart in Canberra on radio, Royal Tragic, Kristen Henry, welcome.
Welcome.
Hello, guys. Hello. Yes, I am officially a Royal Tragic. I was the one at Will's and Kate's wedding at Buckingham Palace wearing a shirt that said, Harry, this could be us.
How close to the front did you get? How close to the front barriers?
Oh, mate, so close. I could almost touch them. Laughs. No, I'm in amongst hundreds of thousands of other people. Wow. I actually stood next to two ladies, just to paint the picture, who were wearing adult diapers. They were in their 40s wearing adult diapers because they were just like, I ain't moving. Like, I am not moving from this spot. It is, they go cray-cray for royal weddings.
Oh, my God. Are you far off a restraining order? Like, how much, that would be, is that the ultimate goal for you?
What do you mean if I actually touch
them? To get a restraining order?
Well, it's so funny because I'm actually getting married, so I want to get my dress when I'm over there in London. I'm taking 10 amazing Canberra women from, you know, from Canberra to London. But, yeah, I want to get my wedding dress, and so many people keep saying to me, you're not going to actually wear that when you turn up on Saturday, right? Like, to the royal wedding.
They should.
Like,
that's amazing.
Like, you know this is not your wedding because, like, I've been on a diet plan. I've been having kale shakes for dinner, like, shredding for the wedding, and everyone's like, oh, your wedding, and I'm like, close. It's Harry's wedding.
So amazing.
So you purchased, as soon as it was announced, you went and paid for 10 return flights with your own money. Because
Against your own money, let's point that out. Not a radio
stunt. That's what I mean. This is your own actual
Are you taking 10
funds?
Strangers that you've paid for return flights on?
Yes. What happened was that I went to book, and the idea was that I was going to go with my fiance. So we're sitting there in the travel agent. I actually asked, is there like the ultimate girls trip that I could go on? You know, is there a group of royal enthusiasts? And they said it doesn't exist. And I thought,
until
now.
Tour.
So I put my credit card down on a group fare thinking, worst case scenario, if I don't find people to go with, like, my ticket will still, you know,
You'll have 9 seats next to you, which will be great.
Yeah. And so yeah, so then I just basically put it out like over my website, and I got hundreds of women who said that they would love to come.
Free trip to England?
Oh my God.
I'll be there. I'll go to whatever.
Yeah, I love the wedding. Who's getting married? John and what? I love those guys.
Why do the royals do it for you? What is it you love so much about it that you've gone this far?
Look, I love the pomp and ceremony of it, but I think like so many people, like I can remember that moment and exactly where I was when I found out Diana had died. And I remember seeing it on TV. I remember running into Mum and saying, Mum, they're saying that Diana is dead, and her saying to me, it's just a hoax, darling. It's just a hoax. So it was pretty awkward when she walked down to the telly and saw it herself. Yeah, so I can remember sitting there and just watching the rolling coverage and watching the pomp and the ceremony and the Queen and how they dealt with it and the casket, you know, with the envelope that said Mummy.
Yeah,
and sad. I don't know, just from there I felt attached to them. And then, you know, Will's found Kate, and then they got married and going over for the royal wedding. Like, they, for Wills and Kates, the Londoners know how to throw a party. Like, there is just, there's people drinking on the streets, and there's, you know, bookies at every corner taking bets on what colour hat the Queen's going to wear, and fake memorabilia, and it's just, it is
wonderful. What's your house look like?
Okay, so this is, I can't even believe I'm telling you this, but I purchased a giant cardboard cutout.
Thank God.
Of what Harry and Meghan, right?
That's not creepy at all.
Pasted it to the ceiling.
I'm loving it. No, in the bed with her, doll.
It's in my lounge room. It's in my lounge room. So it's a bit creepy when you go out for a drink of water at night and you're like, oh, Harry, what are you doing in my house?
Did you cut the mouth section so you can make him talk and say,
I love you.
Don't make it creepy. This is really normal.
It's a nice story about a woman with a cardboard cutout in her house.
How dare you?
Come on, Grant.
And we just want to alert Madame Tussauds, who just released the Harry and Megan.
Oh, watch out.
Figures, there could be a lady there with some bodily fluids.
It's pretty wild.
Kristen Henry. We'll talk to you when you're over there.
Yes, you're our correspondent now.
Grab an adult diaper and a wedding dress and get over there. Good to speak to you.
Sounds good.
Use
thanks,
the wedding
guys.
Dress as the adult diaper.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Kristen.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Wear your wedding dress. It's gonna be so much fun. Wear your wedding dress. Why should you wear it only once?
Let Luna Park Weddings create an unforgettable wedding day for you. Visit lunaparkweddings.com for more information.
Wednesday night, Luna Park. Yes, we are doing our wedding dress party.
Two more sleeps. I will be wearing a dress that I did not wear on my wedding day, but it is inspired by the November Rain film clip by Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about not wearing... I've worn my wedding suit a bit. I was thinking that's a bit kind of easy. I was thinking maybe we should set an upward limit of money, like $20 or something.
I like that.
I'd go get a suit from an op shop and see what I can...
My dress was $25.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit more fun.
I'm not wearing my actual dress because we did this competition in Perth and it got destroyed at that one.
Oh.
And you don't want to limit the amount of fun you're going to have by worrying about your dress. So it's nice to go in there and let loose. That's
but everyone true. Else, wear your dress, guys.
So we want... one of the things we do want there is royal wedding tragics. So we've spoken to...
Kristen
Henry, who's flying over with her own money. Was it 10 other people?
10 other people that she picked, guys, from Instagram. Huge. Fans of hers. Yep. She's flying with 10 fans to the royal wedding.
It's massive.
She paid for them, return.
She did.
It's crazy and amazing.
A lot of excitement. Cheryl from Penrith, are you excited for the royal wedding?
Yes, very excited.
good.
Tell me, what's the thing that's exciting you the most, Chess?
Just seeing her for the first time, all dressed up. That's going to be great.
Yeah, and you're looking out for some big jewels on the day?
Yes, I want to see what her tiara is going to be like.
But will she wear a tiara, guys?
Is there a rule?
I don't know. Surely she'll. Does she get a crown?
No.
Does she get a...
She's a duchess. Don't get a crown for being a duchess.
No princess?
She's not a princess.
She's not Princess Meghan.
She will never be a princess.
She will never be a princess.
She is a duchess.
Really?
It is very different.
Why are we so excited?
Camilla is not a duchess.
Oh, no, nor should she be.
Princess Kate is a princess.
She is a princess.
Because William is first in line.
Okay. Yes. Because Harry's 20th,
no,
you don't get to be princess, doll.
No chance.
God, there you go.
Now, Cheryl. if you're still with us. Yep. What do you think, which Markle would you, do you believe should be allowed to go? Yeah. The father, the brothers that hate her,
the sister. Samantha's been eerily quiet, by the way.
That's true, I haven't heard from her.
I'd like to see what their strange brother looks like. That'd be fun.
Strange
Thomas
brother.
Markle Jr. I'm sure he's quite the looker and only did a little bit of time for arms, possession of arms. So, look, quite a catch. He just touched the gun. What, you know, whatever. What God, we all make mistakes. But Samantha, I'm tipping, is going to be in a wedding dress.
Oh.
Yeah. On the side, in a wedding dress.
Good for her.
This is the level I am hoping for.
You may as well.
Why not? She just changed her name back to Markle for no coincidence, guys. She just decided it was time to take her maiden name back a month ago.
Why don't she change her name to, like, Princess Kate then? Like, Princess Kate Markle. Go all out. If you're going to do it.
Princess Kate Middleton Markle?
Yeah, why not?
The Middleton Markle sister.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Cheryl, we'd love to see you Wednesday night. Yes. Thanks for coming along. Thank you. Hey, there's another chance to get yourself, if you get to come to the party, you get in the bouquet toss. Whoever catches the bouquet is going to win a trip to Vanuatu for two people, 5-night stay at a luxury resort at Warwick Le Lagoon. Thanks to Vanuatu Tourism, fly to Vanuatu in less than 3.5 hours with Air Vanuatu. Go to airvanuatu.com to learn more.
So at our party, there's a vacation being given away. We're doing a wedding. Yep. Samantha Jade's performing.
Yep.
It's going to be you, me, and Denya in residence. Mm-hmm. And we're at Luna Park on the water. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you want to be there?
No idea.
Todayfm.com.au.
If you'd like to come along.
Go.
Time now to cross to our UK royal correspondent, the man with his ear to the ground, the man that knows everything, Peter Anderson. Good morning, mate.
Guys, good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, how are you? You must be at fever pitch. We're on inside a week now.
I can hardly control the trembling. The excitement here is beyond belief. I know you guys have the big celebration at Luna Park in Sydney, so we'll try and rival that with a little bash in Windsor ourselves.
Good luck.
All is building nicely. It is all on track and preparations, we hope, well in hand. And even the weather forecast, considering this is Britain, even the weather forecast is looking pretty good at this stage.
Not without controversy, though, Peter. Megan's father has been accused of, is it staging paparazzi shots?
Yeah, this is an interesting story, but hugely embarrassing for the royal families, particularly for the royal family who only in recent weeks and months have told the press to leave Meghan Markle's family alone. They say don't intrude, they should be left in peace. And over recent days and weeks, there have been a lot of photos that have emerged of Thomas Markle Sr., that's Meghan Markle's father, which were said to be candid photos, said to be taken without his knowledge in various places. For example, he was in an internet cafe and he was researching photos and articles about Meghan and Harry. He was photographed being measured for his suit, supposedly all taken without his knowledge. It is now being alleged that this was all part of a setup that he was part of, and the reason why the internet cafe had video footage taken throughout the time, and the in-cafe footage shows Meghan Markle's father apparently liaising with the photographer, spending several minutes setting up the shots, carefully preparing them before they were released to the media, supposedly without his knowledge. Hugely, hugely embarrassing. There's no indication at this stage that he received any money for it, but it is estimated that these photos were sold around the world for roughly $180,000. Ooh. Somebody has done very well out of this so-called press intrusion.
Oh, I hope he got some money. I do.
He would have.
At least they were classy. At least he didn't set himself up, you know, coming out of a nightclub or something. I like that he took the 7 minutes to set up him researching his own daughter online. That's so believable.
Well, who goes to an internet cafe anymore? Did he go? 2018. Did he go to his Napster account after that? Amazing.
Hey, it is terrifying, isn't it? I just love the fact that there were even shots of him supposedly exercising with weights, trying to get fit for the wedding itself. It's now emerged that these were taken at a rubbish tip. These were taken at a rubbish dump so that he and his photographer friend, we understand, could be well out of the eyeline of any members of the public who might see what was going on.
Wonderful.
Amazing. The other story we're loving slash wondering about is the brothers' turn about face. Her half-brother, first of all, wrote a letter warning Harry, and now he's written a letter saying, please invite me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's something about the name Thomas Markle, isn't it? This one is not senior. This one is Thomas Markle Jr. Mm. That's the half-sibling of Meghan. And yeah, you may recall, as you say, Emma, only recently he wrote a letter in which he accused his sister of being jaded, shallow, conceited. He told Prince Harry that he would make the wedding would make a joke of the royal family. We now have a second letter from Thomas Markle Jr., in which case he's actually said, forget all those comments. I made a mistake. I didn't mean to say those. I'd love to come to the wedding after all. I don't know his chances of being invited, but he said, we're all still family. It's hurtful that you'd forget about us. Yeah. And in a two-page letter that's been published in an American magazine, In Touch, he says, you and I have become distant, but it's time for us to effectively bury the hatchet. But I think some members of the royal household may want to bury a very different type of hatchet.
Peter Anderson, our UK reporter, live from London, all our royal correspondent. Grant Daniel, one more before Peter has to move on.
Obviously, her life is going to change substantially. I got a list of things that she's no longer allowed to do once she becomes, obviously, embedded in the royal family. No selfies or signing autographs, but no more acting. That's ruled out for good. She's no longer allowed to be on any screens anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. No more acting. And indeed, no side interests away from royal sort of activities. So she can't get involved in any side projects. She is not allowed to wear any plunging necklines. She must always wear stockings, must never go bare legs because the royals don't do that. And just for a little bit of protocol here, she has got to learn that she always has to walk behind the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. So William and Kate go in front of her, and in turn, they go behind Charles and Camilla, and they go behind the Queen.
Peter Anderson, our UK correspondent, royal expert. Thanks for your time, mate. We'll catch up with you again later in the week.
Thanks, Peter.
Guys, you take care.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Yes, we are. At 10 past 8, you shot at $10,000. Grant Daniel, official game show host. Who have you got for us this morning?
Robbie from the Blue Mountains is on the line. You ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks, Robbie?
Yeah, certainly am.
Mate, great to have you here. What are we raising money for? What do you want?
Maybe a little bit for a car and the rest for the wife's boobies.
Okay.
What? Robbie?
We got three beautiful daughters, and she's been asking for them for years, and yeah, it'd be nice to have some fun to go towards it.
You're so jealous.
Let's see if we can live. Is it your dream or her dream?
No, it's, it'd help both of us out, don't it?
Everyone wins. No, I understand. Post-breastfeeding boobs are horrendous.
Here we go.
Fair play, Robbie. Fair play.
It's a reconstruction.
Best of luck. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter O, okay, Robbie? O for open.
All right, excellent.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to $10,000. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Righto, Robbie, O is your letter. Here we go. Name a movie.
Office.
A shape.
Octagon.
A Sydney train station.
Pass.
A breakfast food.
Pass.
A household item.
Pass.
An animal.
Octopus.
A celebrity.
Owen Wilson.
An occupation.
Office worker.
An American state. Damn.
Now, let's not forget that Robbie was referring, when he said name a film, Office, he was referring to the 2015 Korean film called Office.
He was,
so
too.
That's so 100%.
Yeah, one of your favourite Korean
masterpiece.
Films.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So that. Yep, they were. No, you're not helping yourself. All right, so.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Mother's Day. Hmm. Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. How did everybody go?
Well, as the only mother on the team, I'll kick it off. I got up at 2 a.m. to pick my daughter up from her formal after party.
Good.
And I did that so my husband could sleep through the night.
Oh, that's nice of you.
So I assume that he'll probably want to be getting up early to make sure that Mother's Day got off to a good
start. Exactly.
Did you guys give your mothers in your lives breakfast in bed?
Yep. Of course I did.
Yeah, well, I took her out. We got up and the baby, because the baby was up, he'd had his breastfeed.
You provided breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, well, we do that. We do it every year. We get Sailor. Yeah. She puts the tea towel over the arm like a little waitress.
I love that.
And the notepad and pen. So we go in and take mum's order.
Gorgeous.
Which is always the same because that's all dad can cook. And then we go out and then we char it within an inch of its life.
Good. I was laying in bed at about 8 o'clock, just kind of hoping to get a little bit more of a sleeping because, as I said, up at 2. And Scott stormed in. He's got to go down the shop and get the tomatoes. And why are the dogs on the bed? Get the dogs off the bed. And I'm like, what? Like, I was asleep. Ooh. Not happy Mother's Day, Emmy. No. Nothing. And then also announcing that he didn't have the stuff for the breakfast, and it was a very big hassle to have to go down and get it. And so he got in his car and stormed out the driveway. And so I was awake. So I'm laying there and I'm just thinking,
come on, guys.
So I just got up and had a shower, and my one child was still asleep. She'd been out late. The other was up watching something upstairs. And then I just made myself some boiled eggs peeled them over the sink as I cried. It was so dramatic.
Oh. Did you cry loud enough to let them know of your displeasure?
And then, you know, what I did is I got a big plate just to show how pathetic my breakfast was and put the boiled egg in the middle and then just carried my plate around. Just look at my meager breakfast.
Good
and he came back and we had a big fight about it because he does this every year before my birthday, before Christmas. He'll wait until the death knock to get the gift. Mm-hmm. But this guy's going on a surf trip in October and has planned group t-shirts for everyone going along.
Yeah. What? Yeah, no, he's missed it there.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I do. He's missed it. He's missed by a long way.
I said to him, my birthday, Christmas, Mother's Day, same day every year.
It's pretty simple, mate.
Why do you have to announce like it's a big pain in the bum? Oh, better go get your gift. You know what, mate? Don't bother.
What did they get you collectively?
Well, Marcella went out shopping. Marcella went out shopping on Saturday and her father had slept until 11, so she didn't have any money, so I had to send her a cash code for my own gift.
Oh, no. Oh, that's you poor
What about
thing.
Odie? Odie's a
Odie handmade
young
me a
soul.
Card. She got me some chocolates from Mother's Day and a notepad that says,
"I saw that."
Take on the world,
on you, Odie.
And a pen too. She said, "You're always looking for pens." The gifts were great because that's I paid for them. They're amazing. So I am going to Priscilla Queen of the Desert on Thursday night. So I will.
Oh, you'll see
have
people
a
there.
Great time.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well look, in his defense, look, boys aren't very good sometimes.
No, don't bother. Don't bother.
I've let my mum down. I know what it's like.
Okay.
So Bonnie from Miranda. What happened? What happened to you, Bonnie? What did you get?
Oh, so my beautiful little boy who's in kindy, you know, I give him a tenner to go to the Mother's Day stall and I'm thinking, you know, bath salts or something, you know, your candle, whatever like that. On Mother's Day, I wake up, I open it up and it's a torch, a pen with a torch on it and a tape measure.
Oh. I love that.
It's because there was a little flower on them. So he was like, there you go, Mum.
All right.
Must be a girl one. Good.
And I was like, a tape measure. Great. Thanks, sweetheart. Did you pick it yourself, darling? Yes, Mummy, I did. You know.
Oh, that's nice. Beautiful. That's nice. I mean, if they picked it themselves, that's nice.
You're off to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Bonnie. Well done. We'll make it all better. Well played. Here's Katrina from Bayview. Katrina, how many kids and husbands in your life?
Okay, one husband, four children from 5 to 12 years old, and I woke up to Mother's Day to a soccer game. We're in the pouring rain. Arrived back where all four children were eagerly there to meet me, and my husband had helped them buy the gift. We'd recently bought a house, so I did say to him, please don't spend too much money on a Mother's Day gift, but put some thought into it. And I opened it up, and there was two, like, kind of coasters stuck together with a tea light in the middle, still had the price tag, which was $2.50 on each one, and that was my Mother's Day gift.
That's nice.
That's 50 cents each. 50 cents each.
And then I said, and then he had the gall to say to me at dinner time, should we light them and put them on the table? After I said to him, I don't think they're staying.
I don't think they'll light. It's okay. And you know, it's not the money. For me, I just wanted the gesture of breakfast in bed because that's our tradition. And that was everything else. I don't care. Like, it's not money. Kids don't need to spend money on their mums. It's just saying, hey, I appreciate everything you do one day of the year.
And that's fair enough. Yeah. Katarina from Harrington Park. Katarina, dodgy Mother's Day gift. What did you get?
I got a gift that I had to put together myself.
What was it?
It was one of these mechanics tool boxes that you buy from Bunnings. I'm not a mechanic, but my husband thought that I would love this tool chest thing with all these drawers on it for my arts and crafts.
Oh. Ah. Katarina, does he do the whole, if you don't want it, I could use it?
I'm pretty sure that's where he was angling at, but I said, oh, yeah, I'll keep it just to...
Katarina.
He has a tendency of doing that.
You do not give that thing up. You fill it with paint and glitter and brushes, and you never, ever let him have it.
I just need to find some pink paint, I think, and just, like, really. Yeah. Although I don't think that would stop him. He would still sort of somehow manage to take it.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the musical, Capitol Theatre now, tickets from Ticketmaster. Thank you, mums. That's all for you.
I got offended. I got deeply offended on Friday. Like, am I that insignificant? Like, I know I'm little, and occasionally sometimes if I'm like ordering some food and I'm at a counter and sometimes I don't get seen, you know, that happens. I'm kind of used to that.
Yeah.
But there was this scenario on Friday where I jumped on a plane and I had the middle seat. And as I was sitting, and I got on the plane nice and early, so I'm sitting there waiting for the other people to arrive.
Oh, God.
So then along comes this guy, a large gentleman, walks into my row, clearly doesn't see me, wasn't looking. He sat down on my lap. Like...
What?
In my chair. Like, literally just backed himself in. Beep, beep, oh, no. Beep, beep.
Oh, no.
Straight down how onto
far,
my lap.
How far onto the lap did he get?
No,
he's
sitting...
Like a reverse Santa Claus?
He's full weight. He's full weight, and he hasn't yet recognised that he's currently sitting on another human being.
Great.
Like, I think he might have had a couple of glasses.
Yeah.
But he's sitting there and he's like, oh, something's not right about this seat. And I said, you know how you do the head turn to look for your strap to do up your seatbelt? He's literally reached and pretty much just grabbed my arms and like pulled them around his belly like it was his seatbelt to try and click my hands together.
Oh, wonderful.
As a safety unit.
Wonderful.
And I'm going, are you for real?
What did you say to him?
Well, first, and then he's pushed back because he realised there's something wrong with his seat. So he's pushed back and so he's squashed his back fat into my face. So I'm now squished like this and this guy's going, no, there's something not right here. And then he's turned around. I've gone, hey, hey. And he's turned around and then he's gone, oh, sorry. And then he's just sort of fallen off me as he's gone to his own seat next to me. And I've gone, are you kidding? Like, I'm not that small.
No, you
that's amazing.
You can be seen in a seat. Did you? So, right, now that that's happened, that's a really awkward moment. A man has sat on you.
Like, I'm talking 15 seconds worth. Like, not just, whoops, sorry, sir, and move over.
You've got to make him pay for that type of thing.
Like, I would have said something way sooner than 15 seconds. There would have been a knee in his groin by then. I don't understand.
Smellies links Africa, and it was just.
So, what? Hang on. So, let's get to the next bit.
So, he was a 14-year-old boy in 1990.
So, he's fallen off you. He's fallen into his seat.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say something. What did you say to this large man who's been sitting on you?
Well, he's going, oh, sorry, mate. And I was thought, well, this is clearly not a human that I'm going to engage in conversation because I don't think he's going to be able to hold one. So I said, oh, that's all right, mate. It happens.
It happens.
To you, it does.
It happens. No, it doesn't.
And then he's one of those guys who then ordered like two drinks every time the cart comes past.
Those people.
Yeah, so he's two red wines, thanks.
Oh,
and then when he gets his cheese and crackers, just throws the rubbish just flat out on the floor.
Mate.
So I'm going, you are a fine specimen of a human being.
And was he leaning up? Was he large enough for was sort of encroaching onto your seat?
Oh, he was double elbowing for sure. So he'd taken his and mine. It was not a good day. I'd already crashed my race car that morning.
Have you ever been sat on before? Is this the first time?
I've been ignored before plenty of times, but I have never in my life been sat on by another man.
It's wonderful.
Imagine turning around and realizing you'd sat on Grand Daniel.
It's so
what
wonderful.
What a moment in your life.
And that's all the other thing too.
Could be any person in the world.
Because other people would have seen this happening and then seen him doing it and going...
Why is
it
Grand
Denier a throw
cushion?
Why is
that man trying to strap himself in with Denier's arms?
Click, click, click. Oh, well, look, people, if you're out there and you're sitting on a seat, just
check it's not Grand Denier.
Check Grant's not on there first. That's all we ask.
Grant, you went away on Friday. You weren't even at the show because you had a big racing day.
Yes.
How much did you win by?
I would have won by a massive margin.
Would have?
Had we got past the first practice session.
Because I sent you a message.
You're a good co-host. I didn't.
No, because I saw that I was looking at the weather for where Grant's race was, and it looked terrible.
How's the timing for your message, Ego?
And I just sent Grant a message going, hey, man, be careful out there. It looks like it could be wet.
Slippery when wet, guys.
Yes. And what did you send back?
Too late, bro. And then sent him a photo of the crash car and the walls.
Oh, smashed car.
Oh, it wasn't me, though. It was my teammate. First session in. We're literally 11 minutes into the whole season of motor racing in this brand new arrangement, right? So this is a new team and a new championship for me. It's the first time, actually, I've raced since I had that crash where we hit a tree 12 months ago. So, like, it was a big moment for me. I really look forward to getting back behind the wheel and on the track. And then 11 minutes in, we hit a puddle in terrible conditions at Sandown in Victoria and hard left into the wall, out for the weekend. 11 minutes is all we got. And I was spectated as my teammate did it.
I love you. Keep dropping him in it. I noticed in your Facebook post that was the first thing you worked. It wasn't me.
To make sure that no one thinks it might have been me. He put his hand up. Yeah, it was for Lotus.
How much was the damage? Like, how much is the damage going to cost?
A lot, because the car kind of did quite a number of hits on the wall as it spun at about 200 k's down the length of the wall. It's going front, back, side, front, back, side, front, back. Stop.
Just the money, though. Just a figure. How much is that Lotus worth?
The Lotus would be worth about $120,000, $130,000.
Fine.
Yeah.
Just get another one. How does Just Cuts feel about all this, Doc?
Well, they're a little short on exposure this weekend, apart from the one post of it up against the wall, virtually upside down.
Yeah, but didn't the logo look amazing when you could read it?
God, it looks so good, that
didn't
logo.
It look great, just didn't it?
You know what's frustrating about it? You know what it was like? When you build up that much excitement for something that you love so dearly and you get that close and you don't get to do it, it's like getting the toy. Sorry. I was going to use the analogy of Christmas, but that's a good one. It's like when you get the toy you always dreamed of and then it doesn't come with any batteries. That's what it felt like.
No, it's not like that.
No?
No, it's not like that. It's more like you got the toy you wanted and then you took it out of the packaging and your brother grabbed it or sister and smashed it against the wall 30 times.
You in the analogy Olympics, well done.
Nice.
Well, when are you back out there destroying cars?
In another month. So hopefully we'll be able to rebuild this one to continue the campaign. There's still a chance to win it, man. Still a chance.
Is it?
A few key players had a rough weekend, so maybe we could still claw back. Maybe.
All right. So those who are really following whatever category this
is. What is this?
What's
the category? Australian Production Car Championship.
But what's like the level? Pee-wee?
It's a national level.
What's the league? So say compared to AFL or NRL, what's the league?
Yeah, if let's say NRL's the top.
Yeah.
What's yours?
What are you guys?
Oh, okay. Where's the Riverina?
Shoot Shield? Riverina. Local Riverina.
Get more of Today FM breakfast with M, Grant, and Ned by downloading the Today FM app.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
So back in February, you recall that Mel B was on the show The Real and accidentally let it slip that her and the Spice Girls would be performing at the royal wedding this Saturday. Have a listen.
Will the Spice Girls be performing at the reception?
Oh, this is where I'm just
yes,
like...
Yes, they are performing! Yeah!
I need to go.
Yeah.
You don't have to say
let's not talk about it anymore. They're not. They're absolutely not, and they never were. I mean, I don't want to say that Mel B made that up for publicity, but Mel B flat out made that up for publicity.
Well, it worked.
It certainly did. This is the second time I'm speaking about it.
They are going. Okay.
All five have reportedly RSVP'd yes.
Okay.
And can confirm have been invited to the cool kids party that Prince Charles is throwing after the oldies won, Queen's throwing. Okay. So, yeah, they're all going, but definitely not performing. The last time they performed together was 2010, so they're a bit rusty, guys.
Okay.
Now, speaking of the royal wedding, now you'll recall everyone's coming out of the woodwork on behalf of Meghan Markle, which should be wrapped about. The former porn star that she dated.
I'm not aware of this story.
Okay, oh, you were away. Simon Rex, who is known from the Scream franchise. No, Scary Movie.
Yep.
He and her, they went on one date, and then the press jumped on this, and they're like, oh, they were dating. She was going to marry a porn star. Anyway, he's really enjoyed this, and he's gone further to say why their relationship didn't blossom. Oh. And apparently, she didn't go back for a second date because of his garlic breath.
Oh.
Yes. He said it's possible that she found out afterwards there were so many questions I didn't know the answer to about why we didn't go on a second date, but I think it was the garlic noodles. To this day, it's an ongoing joke amongst my friends. Don't order the garlic noodles.
Garlic noodles.
I know. I was just watching the TV. It is, talk about grand final, the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry impersonators.
Oh,
they are making a mozza this week. They just showed someone today. They look a little bit like Meghan Markle and Harry were put in the microwave.
Like,
you know, they've melted down a little bit.
It's hard to get it right. It's hard to get it just right.
It's just not quite right.
Yeah, it's not good.
So they are killing it this week. Now, tonight, Daniel Johns will address past arrests, DUIs and the like. Is it tonight? The interview is
with
Andrew Denton.
Andrew Denton.
So tomorrow.
Doesn't say on my sheet.
All right.
Some point this week, the show's going to be on, and he sat down with Daniel Johns, and we're being told Daniel did not hold back.
My mind exploded. If I get stage fright and can get really anxious.
How bad is the stage fright? I'd love to walk inside your head for a couple of hours.
No, you wouldn't.
Wouldn't I? What's it like in there?
Whoa.
And
deep.
Watching the footage, he looks pained. He, like, Daniel's been through, you can tell he's a guy who's been through a lot. Jeez. Yes, okay. That'll be interesting to see. And that's all I have for you guys until we talk about the royal wedding again this time tomorrow.
Yes.
That's entertainment.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
At 7 o'clock, it is time for Today FM's Beat the Bomb. And today we say hello to Sonia from Panania. Morning, Sonia.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well.
Yeah, tell us why you want some money.
It's a little bit sad. I do have an old Nokia C3 that's getting disconnected tomorrow.
On the 2G network.
On the 2G network, yes. So I need to upgrade my phone.
And how often do you have to charge that phone?
Once every 2 weeks.
So it does wonders.
Yeah. That is incredible.
Yes, I'm a bit sad to see it go. It is hot pink.
When you send a text message, does a pigeon fly out of your phone with a little message around its leg?
No, not yet. But I'm sad to see I'm going to have a little burial service for it and everything.
Keep hold of it, Sonia. Those things, you know how people are buying a lot of vinyl and stuff?
Come back around.
Yeah, they'll come back around, Sonia. Keep hold of that.
One day we'll go into those antique shows.
What are you hoping for? How much are you hoping for?
I was around the 15 to 2,000 mark. Get me a nice new maybe Apple or something.
Sure, mate.
Hey, the cash bomb's loaded. All you need to do is yell stop before the bomb goes off. You do that, you take home the last cash amount revealed, but if the bomb beats you to it, then you walk away empty handed. Sonia, that all makes sense. You're ready to light the fuse?
I'm ready to light the fuse.
Okay, here we go. Let's light the fuse.
$500. $850. $950. $1,000. $1,500.
Stop.
Stop. Yes. $1,500. Sonia, congratulations.
Thank you.
Phone. Yes.
Yeah, brand new phone.
Oh, I hope so. I'll be shopping this afternoon.
Oh, welcome to 4G. All right, well, you got yourself $1,500. Congratulations. Shall we see how far you could have gone?
Yes, please do.
Here we go.
$1,600. $2,500.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, well played, Sonia. Well done. You got yourself $1,500. grab that new phone. And another chance to play Today FM's $100,000 Beat the Bomb is with MC just after we finish Eurovision.
You know, I do love it every year, and I've loved it since I was a little kid. My dad introduced me to it when I was about 10, and then there was the brief period we don't speak about where Italy excused themselves from the competition because they felt it was rigged.
Yes, to focus on the San Remo song competition instead.
Exactly. Yes. But that is the most Italian reason to leave a competition. We're not winning, it's rigged, we're out. So we're back, though, obviously. Look, it was full of... There was Nazis, there was chicken dancers, J.K. Rowling got involved, it was full on. Mm. Obviously, Australia, look, when the results were being read out, you could see there was a lot of shocked people, a lot of people feeling ripped off. We ended up coming in 20th, and Dami Im reached second, remember, at one point. Guy got fourth, so it was the worst finish we've had. But my opinion on this, my unsolicited opinion, is that it was too professional. I think when you look at the winner, which was Israel with the chicken dance.
Do you want to hear a bit? Because some people may not have heard.
I'd love to hear it. Go.
Sort of like an Israeli poultry Gangnam Style.
Yeah, it was. I'm not your toy, stupid boy. Also, a salute to the Me Too movement. So it had everything. Political, chickens, geez,
that is
incredible.
That is a long bow.
No, that's what she said.
She can say it. I'm doesn't make it true.
No, but I like the sentiment. I'm not a boy's toy. I'm not a toy. Yeah, you stupid boy. Yeah. Anyway, the reason she won. Also, Dawn French said it looks like I'm winning Eurovision because it was pointed out that the girl, that Netta looks like when Dawn French took off Björk.
Yes.
With the buns. Yeah,
we'll
which
put
was very
that up
funny.
On our side. So
very
funny.
Good. But I think she won because it was a bit gimmicky, great song, ridiculous concept.
Ridiculous.
And that's what Eurovision is. Yeah. You need to think back to it. Remember the hit, the metal band that won when they were all dressed up in the Netherlands?
They were Finnish. Loki or Lordy, Lord.
Yeah,
they
Lord.
They were called, yeah.
That was fantastic.
It was crazy.
When
yeah.
we sent our best, we sent our number one pop star, and it kind of feels like we cheated a bit. You know what I mean?
We tried too hard.
Yeah, right. And no backing dancers, no dry ice, no fire, no dramatic eye makeup. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
And that's what Eurovision is. Now, obviously, the big talking point was the UK's performance again.
Do you want to hear Jess, though? Do you want to hear a little bit of
Jess? Oh, we will. Yeah, yeah. Oh. I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
I was building.
Here she is. This is her doing her thing. All right, there we go. All right, UK. All right, UK. Thank you. That's enough for that.
Which... Look, I'm just going to ask if I can run the Eurovision break because it's something I'm very passionate about.
Okay.
Thank you. So that was Jess. But, yeah, the UK took the stage and they haven't had a great history with Eurovision, famously getting nil point one year. But she was up there, Suri, and a man jumped on stage and we have kind of, well, he thinks he says, for the Nazis of the UK media, we demand freedom. Have a listen. Now, she kept going. I mean, well done. Are the Nazis in the UK media oppressed?
I don't think so. And I thought that that was like a rap breakdown because he had quite a good voice. But did you, why did she give him the, like she gave him, she, that was her microphone that he stole off
I know.
Her.
I think she was just really scared.
Yeah, that's
Do you know what I mean?
If someone's running on stage, you're not going to fight the dude. You don't know what he's capable of or if he's carrying any weapons. You would fight him for sure. You'd bash him with it.
This is my moment. Get off stage.
Fair enough.
I'd give him a lecture to the beat of the drum. So it was, but she kept singing. Like she picked it up again and kept going. And then was given the opportunity to re-perform it. And then they've come out and said, no, we're really proud of what she did. We're not going to re-perform it.
You're never going to beat that performance. You're never going to beat that moment. You've made the news everywhere around the world. She knew she'd struck gold.
No, she came third last. Oh, she
didn't work.
Yeah, she was a tanked it.
Yeah, but the biggest moment of the night, obviously, besides Jess performing, was Joel Creasy, who tweeted that some cockhead invaded the stage, to which J.K. Rowling replied, apparently the Australian commentator called Atsuri official stage invader some absolute cockhead, and I don't want to hear another word about Australia being in Eurovision ever again.
Hooray.
And Joel Creasy is the world's biggest Eurovision fan, Harry Potter fan.
Oh,
so he's beside himself.
Whoa.
All of us got text me. Like, it's a big deal. It's like actually God tweeting
about
you.
That's big for
him. It's full on.
Did he say it or did he tweet it?
He tweeted. He said it. And then it went around everywhere. Everyone, he said it live on SBS. Mm. And we've got it. Have a listen.
Some absolute cockhead got on stage, but what a professional. She slayed that and the crowd are behind her.
What a moment for him.
Some absolute cockhead.
All you got to do to get Rowling to tweet you. So the question now turns to who we should send. Because I think you make an excellent point. I think you're right. I think that we went too professional.
Too professional. Mm. I just don't think who's camp enough.
Okay. Well, I've got
one. Or you got to have a sideshow act. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I've got one suggestion.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After
MC
last week
Vision.
On the couch,
yep.
I know you probably hate
from
me.
Married at First Sight? Anyone
like
else? Who you got? Who you got? Em, if you were going to send you, obviously you would like to do it.
But I would love to do it, but Sony have a deal with SBS, so only Sony
So you
artists.
Need to get to Sony.
Well, I think that Delta needs to go dressed as Olivia Newton-John on roller skates. That's the only way we're winning.
Doing Xanadu? Yeah.
We got it. That is Young MC. Bust a move.
He's not young anymore, though, is
no.
he?
No.
He's geriatric MC now.
Speaking of geriatrics, it is 8:45.
Oh, sorry, Tommy. I set you up for that. I didn't even mean
Ouch. To. Tom Gleisner, the host of Have You Been Paying Attention? It's back tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10. Well, it's not, though, is it, Tommy? Good to have you with us, mate. But what time are we actually going on?
The advertised time on 10 is 8:30, but we don't come on until MasterChef.
Is finished.
Until Matt has finished dessert, basically. And George has done the dishes. Then we're on. But stick around, we will be there.
It's usually about 8:42.
Yeah.
In my summation.
Special, yeah, that's special new time.
The special, the sexy new time.
8:42. Mm.
Tonight it's me, Pang, and Jane Kennedy, Kitty Flanagan, and Anne Edmonds.
Fantastic lineup. Yeah,
good,
great.
Good lineup. Now, Tommy, we were chatting off air. Royal wedding, you're in, aren't you?
I'm a genuine enthusiast, don't
me?
You?
Oh, me too, Joel. You know I am.
And let me also remind you that this is the last one for a hell of a long time.
What
because,
do you mean?
Well, who?
Well, when Eugenie gets married, we don't care.
No, exactly. And so that's right. So if you talk like the top tier of royals, it's not until the next
George.
Like, little George and Charlotte.
What if Philip dies
and Siegfried gets married?
What if Philip dies and the Queen goes again?
Then, she repartners.
Okay, I think her ovary shut down 50 years ago, but I paid it. What a reality show. Knock the Queen up.
Oh.
How romantic.
Now, Grant Daniel's looking for a new show to host. Mm. Would you be perfect for Knock the Queen Up?
I'd be there. Hey, actually, you got any jobs going on? Have you been paying attention? I'll sweep the floor.
Oh,
I'll pull cables.
I was asking Husey for a job last week. Anything? I saw you pathetically asking.
You're too good for this, Grant. Grant, it's been
that's
the show
true.
Has been rested. Please, it's been rested.
Sorry, rested.
All right. Yeah, like Yasmin's getting married was rested.
And the Australian Queer Eye for the Straight
that's
Guy.
Right.
That's just
rested.
Got rested.
Spelling
that's
bee.
Yes, spelling bee.
Behave yourself.
Spelling bee. I know that.
Behave yourself. That's rested. Jeez, that's resting.
What was the one you did with the floor that moved? That's got rested.
Slideshow.
Got
rested. Let's not forget that my show, TV Burb, 12 years. I mean, surely it's rested enough by now. I mean,
Surprise Wedding 1 and Surprise Wedding 2, they were rested.
What was the Celebrity Dog School?
I loved that show. I was
you
here.
Did.
What was the diving one? They did a diving
Splash,
one.
Celebrity
show.
Splash.
But you know what's coming now? Yes. Celebrities take your clothes off.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Did they ask you to do that?
That sounds like a working title.
No, it's the Full Monty
Full
Celebrity.
Monty. Yeah.
I can reveal that I was asked to do that show.
Oh, my
you
God.
You should have done it because you're secretly buff.
And they said, we're doing a show. It's about the Full Monty. I said, so we get nude on television. They said, yes. They said, and here's the phrase they always use, guys, you will all back me up here, to try and get you across the line. It's for charity.
To appeal to your
which
heartstrings.
Which I responded, so... You know, Channel 7's donating all their ad revenue, are they?
That's the first question I asked.
Radio silence.
Yeah. Are you asking me for free? Are you working for free?
Yeah, exactly.
Producer?
When you're making a movie and you're trying to convince the actress to get nude up, you always say, no, it's character-based.
Harvey
Weinstein had a large charity.
You've never had a nude. Across the Dish, the Castle, the Utopia, everything.
Aussie Adventures is constant nudity.
That's true, actually. It is Glenn Robbins. Is this a true story? So all Aussie Adventures, obviously, you know, Russell Coit's coming back to 10 this year.
Right.
Glenn Robbins and playing Russell Coit, the sort of fake adventurer, sort of Bear Grylls before Bear Grylls.
Yes.
Is it true that Glenn is scared of doing stunts? And on the location, it's just you, Glenn, and Santo Chilaro. I heard a story once where there was a bit where Russell Coit was meant to go over a cliff and accidentally and fall into some water in his G-string.
Yes.
Is this a true story? That you were setting up the shot and Glenn was standing there going, I don't know. And he didn't even finish the word, I don't know about this. cut to you in your underwear jumping off first to show him it was okay.
Is that true?
There's elements of truth.
Generally, I've found that when Ed Cavalier starts a sentence with, is this true?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It is. Yes, yes.
So you are Russell Coit's stuntman.
Redouble, but Glenn goes the full Monty on many
Have you
Russell
seen
Coit?
The full Glenn experience,
we,
if you know what I'm saying?
We had a modesty pouch.
Oh, I love the flesh sock. Fantastic.
That came off in series one. So let's never look at the outtakes.
Wonderful. Amazing.
All right, Russell. It's tonight. It's going to be back 8:41 or 8:42, we're saying.
8:42.
Tipping. 8:42. Yeah. That's the official start time. Have you been paying attention? Mate, we're on until the end of time. Or until we get rested.
Back for the sixth season. Oh, looking forward to it.
Congratulations. The only way to watch the news, as far as I'm concerned, mate. Cheers. Best of luck tonight. I love this show.
Oh, it's very gracious.
You see what he's trying to do?
He wants a job, don't he?
He's done great things for the network, this show.
Okay. You're not
revived them only a couple of years ago.
Eaten alive. It is not advised.
Lakey, from week... Name Mr. Overnight Lakey. Are you present?
Yes. Here.
All right. Because our lives are boring. We're all married, got kids. We're living vicariously through you.
Hey, I went to a nursery yesterday. How dare you?
Sorry. Take it all back.
I went to get some plants and shrubs.
Ooh, succulents?
Yes, because I can't kill those.
Danny Lakey, did you spend the weekend picking out succulents?
Didn't get right to that. But
succulents is what you do normally in the clubs that you go to, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of succulents here on a Friday night, as long as I play my cards right.
What did you do instead of that?
Well, guys, I'm proud to announce that I'm now a professional pooper. Earning a second wage from being a fecal donor. Get around me.
Yes. I'm actually glad you brought this up because I have IBS and that has been floated to me as a suggestion, getting a poo donor. And so who are you donating your poo to?
So it's the CDD, which is the something of digestive diseases.
Yeah, centre.
I go in 5 days a week.
Yep.
I do obviously 5 poops, $50 a poop, literally pooping at a pineapple every time.
Hang on, can you poo on command?
I've got a pretty stringent schedule now, anywhere between the hours of 6 and 7.
Yeah,
so, terrific.
Yeah,
terrific.
Don't keep me too long, I've got to go to work.
And do you have to, like, what, you know, the booths, the booths for when you donate sperm have like material to get it going.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have in these booths?
They just got a photo of Gina Reinhart and I'm done.
And away you go for both ends. So, do you.
I don't support that joke. Continue on.
So, Lakey, is there any.
Why?
Screening product. Well,
because I'm getting paid.
Free coffee.
I'm getting paid. Everyone's doing it. It's helping out people apparently with autism, with digestive diseases. They're obviously, yes. I do my business into a container. I don't actually do it at the centre. So I finish work. I go to the gym. I do it at the gym after my workout.
Oh, my gosh.
I smuggle the container and my gym bag into the centre.
Are you
drop
just doing
it
that in the middle of the change room, just squatting over a container? Is that how you're doing?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, every morning.
Yeah. And have they told you the quality of your fecal matter?
That's what I was 100%. Getting. Almost. 110%, too healthy, they say, usually. They say, so can you just eat a little more KFC so you could just dull it down a little
See,
bit?
See, I don't look at you and think health. So
what are you talking about? I'm an athlete.
Me.
What are you talking about?
Are you?
Yes, this beard and long hair gives an illusion. I'm actually in the gym every day working on my physical form so chicks will love me for my body rather than my awesome personality.
And beard.
How did you get on to becoming a fecal donor?
I answered an advert which was actually posted on the Today FM Facebook page, believe it or not.
That makes sense.
A lot of shit around here.
That makes sense.
What do they do with the poo?
I guess they mix it around. They water it down or whatever they need to do. Probably get the kernels out of it and put it up someone else. I think they make capsules, don't they?
Yeah, and it is actually a tube that goes back. I do know someone that's done this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it works, but they first ask you if you have a family member that can donate.
Yes.
And the family members actually have to audition. This person I know, there was a long audition process.
Right.
And the person that won the audition process was the youngest sibling in the family because the idea was that they would have the least sort of stuff in their body because they were the youngest Lakey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that person also had the worst diet because they were a teenager.
Yes.
And so they had to be sat down and told,
change your diet.
Yeah.
We need better gear from your bottom.
Yeah. You have to improve your diet so that improves your stuff to donate.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, look, everyone can't rock up and do it. Like, I had to have lots of blood tests done and lots of urine tests and stuff. And
you're a hero.
I've been sober for 3.5 years. Oh, I'm a good boy, guys.
So you passed all those tests?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Okay, cool. Passed all the tests, disease free and ready to.
So you're making $250 a week from pooing in a container?
Yeah, 13 grand. Obviously, got to pay a bit of tax on that. But yeah, second income, pushing me up to six figures now. Get around me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lakey. Keep great up the work. Great work. Mm-hmm. Well, I did say before that song that we were going to hear about Em, your eldest daughter, going to her formal.
Yeah, it was a big night. But then Kim Jong-un came in,
our executive producer, Kim Jong-un, you've got some news.
We're not going to do that now because we need more time explore the topic of teenage drinking.
Good. I like that.
Yes. And we've got someone coming up tomorrow. Mm. It's a surprise for Ed M. Takeover.
It's a surprise interview for you tomorrow. We're doing a surprise interview. We're going to let you guess, but you will genuinely be, I feel like you probably know him, but I think you'll be pumped to talk to him.
Whoa.
Surprise interview for you.
My real dad. He's back from the shops.
Oh, God.
Jeez, that milk took a while. I reckon it might have gone off 28 years ago. Fairly sure that milk won't be still good. But it'd be lovely to hear from him.
Oh, God.
Guys, just cancel the interview.
You won't get hold of him. Trust me. You won't get hold of him.
Stop. That's so dark.
That's terrible.
That's a bit of... It's fun.
It's not fun.
Well, I'm laughing. I think it's fun.
Yes. there's going to be a...
Well, now I don't know if he's going to be as excited.
Let's punch out to the traffic, guys.
Yay!
Hello, Rick. It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.